Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Ricky's friend. Hello, puppy.
Everyone's favorite Mexican.
Yeah! Buen bonitas.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois. This is episode 655, and we have a special guest, Hendrik, with us.
I'm the only special guest.
As of lately, you've been a special guest once a month.
Yeah, I'm right? Like PMS, you know. I always come back with a vengeance, so here I am.
But you come back with less cramps every time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, apparently I am cramping certain people lately, so, you know. Drama. Yeah, I'm back. How are you?
I am wonderful. I got a text message on Tuesday. No, wait. Tuesday? Yeah.
Probably Tuesday?
Was it?
Oh, yeah. I also was Tuesday.
Yeah. Text message. Oh, I'm going to be in town. And I'm like, oh, no. Actually, I don't think you texted me that until Thursday.
I know. I asked you. The first text I sent you was because of next week. I said, you know, what are you doing between this and this date? And then it...
Two days later.
Yeah. The week just got really out of, you know...
Control.
Out of control. Way, way, way
out of control. It gets out of control in Germany. I mean, just...
No, well, it's just, you know, I'm officially now a refugee. Well, kind of a refugee.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that now. Yeah, so the last moment it was a change and it was like, so, you're going to America today? And I'm like, okay. Guess I have to find my hotel.
Oh, no, it's in Chicago?
Oh, I don't know how this every time happens to me. So my boss asked me on Friday, he's like, you didn't tell people you're going on the earlier flight. I don't want people to know you. I'm like, no, I didn't tell anybody that I'm leaving early. So,
I still don't understand why that is such a big deal.
I think it's I don't know. They always stress about the fact that you might have too many hours on the books. And I'm like, you pay me a monthly salary. So my hours is a figment of everybody's imagination. So. Right.
It could be 20 hours or it could be 80 hours.
Yeah.
Whatever, depends on, you're going to get paid the same.
It depends on how long my nails takes to dry. So, you know. No, but I mean, at the end of the day, he's just concerned that everything is above board and, you know, nobody feels that they were done in. So, I mean, rather a boss that pays attention and have an interest in who and what you are than a boss who couldn't be bothered to say good morning. So.
Because those are the ones that usually come up to you the next day and like, you know what? I know I haven't talked to you in a year, but you're fired. And then you go batshit crazy. So I don't know if you're comfortable with this and you don't have, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't. But some people have asked me, what exactly do you do?
Oh, I get that question so often.
So a lot of people wonder what you do because they know that you fly a lot. Mm-hmm. So could you put like in layman's terms? Okay, of well, what you do.
My ex-boyfriend of nearly 2 years still don't know what I do. So it shows you, you know, having a partner is not always the benefit that you seem to think it is. So what do I do? Well, officially, I studied public relations years ago, so I don't do anything public relations related. So I did the university thing for 3 years, and you know, here I am flying around the world. You know, so. Basically, my job is we take care of the stations where we fly to. So we're not the classical carrier like some of the others. We actually do flying for two big companies. And my job is to either escort flights, like, for example, this one. So there might be something special on board. Might be that I need to load and offload the aircraft myself. But most of the time, it's me managing the station, so the communication side, making sure the handling is in order, immigrations, customs, everything, you know, and that the two shareholders are happy. So that's my biggest job. And I'm also the ground safety officer, so I take care of the safety issues.
So you guys are something like Federal Express or UPS, maybe?
We are in the same line of business, but we're not the same business model. So
more, is it more like commercial than it is like personal business? Like,
well, it's commercial on the one hand for the one shareholder, so it's more commercial oriented business. For the other one, it's similar to UPS and FedEx. So it's although some of these big companies are actually also behind the scenes sometimes working together, depending on what it is. So it's not necessarily always a fight between them. But it's an interesting world to work in. It's a very competitive world, and but I'm having fun. I mean, I have a passion for aircraft, so I'm in the right job.
Tony does too. Like, he can look at a plane and he'll fucking tell you what model it is, what year it's from, and how many accidents it's ever, like any explosions that has ever happened with the plane.
Like a good Mexican, you know, if you want to come over the wall, make sure you take the right airline.
Seriously, I don't know if I talked about this on the show, but we were watching a TV show called like Air Disasters.
Oh, I know.
And it was nothing but fucking airplane disasters in the air. Yeah. I'm like, why are you even watching this? This is, and he's like, but it's so cool, Papi. Look, these two planes hit together and now they have this system. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
I'll watch
and
it with him next time. I actually watched them as well. So
I didn't realize how ancient still the flight traffic controllers are. Like, they just use cards and what the hell?
Did I ever tell you the story about me flying down to Nairobi in Kenya from Germany? So
I love that word, Nairobi.
Nairobi. The continent where I'm from is kind of up there with safety issues because, you know, money is scarce, and especially, like, for example, Nigeria. Lagos is renowned as an airport where the flight traffic controllers actually goes to sleep and don't really pay attention to what happens while they're asleep. So we were flying. I was on a flight from Frankfurt to Nairobi on a freighter, and it was just me and the two pilots. And I was sitting in the cockpit, and they were talking. And the one says, "I can't get hold of air traffic control." So we were literally crossing over the Mediterranean into Libya, and I was like, "Okay, well, yeah." It's all fine, you know. So he kept trying, and then the captain says to him, well, maybe we should try and see if there are other aircraft around. And they're like, okay. Eventually, they found an aircraft that was flying somewhere around, in and around Cairo, so on the way to Cairo. And they actually relayed the information where we were to this aircraft to relay to air traffic control so that people know where we are. In the meantime, the co-pilot looked at the pilots like, maybe we should switch the lights on. And the captain looked at the co-pilot. He's like, yeah, at least if they come from the front, they will see. And I thought to myself, oh my word, my mother does not know where I am at this point in time. And we're using lights to make sure people do not crash in us at, 10,000 feet.
So they, a plane doesn't have like a warning system that says, oh, you have flights near you.
They have this TCAS system where actually, it warns you from a certain amount of time before the impact.
But not fast enough.
Well, at some point in time, it will tell both aircraft a certain thing. So it will tell the one drop or go down, and it will tell the other one go up. But a couple of years ago, I think it was in 2000, early 2000s, over Germany, a cargo flat plane and a Russian passenger plane crashed into one another because the cargo plane actually did what the system told them, so they dropped. And the other one, because of the fact that they're from Russia, where your flight traffic controllers have such a more, like I say, a higher priority, they trusted what the air traffic control guy was saying, and the air traffic control guy actually gave them the wrong information compared to what the system gave them. So instead of listening to the system, they said, well, the air traffic controller is the live person, so you should probably know a bit. And the aircraft actually crashed.
That was on the air disaster, that
crash. There was a crash in Ibelingen where so many of the kids died. It was a class of prestigious students who won a trip to, I think it was Barcelona. And they were on the way there. So, and
did someone live from that? Like, one person lived? Or there's another one that was over there.
The dad of two of the kids who died, their mother was on the flight as well. They actually were not part of the group. They traveled by pure coincidence on the same flight. And he eventually found the air traffic controller in Zurich in Switzerland and killed him. So it was one of the classical.
Oh my god!
Yeah, the guy was. If you look at the pictures he went really crazy about the death of his family, and actually stabbed the air traffic controller to death. So
he was the dad on the plane, and
the dad was in Barcelona waiting for his family to come.
Oh,
and then,
my god, that's so sad. Yeah. That would drive me crazy too, I think.
Well, you could see from the pictures that he was looking like a hobo.
Like a mountain man?
Yeah, like a mountain man. So he was like not shaved anymore and, you know, dirty and stuff because he was just simply mentally not, you know, happy.
Well, and then also imagine like what that air traffic controller has. I mean, they have to live with that stress of their life because they killed 300 some people, you know.
I've been in an air traffic control tower in Joburg a couple of years ago just for interest's sake, you know, to see what it looks like. And it's definitely, I mean, it's a well-paying job. I mean, they're very sought after, but it's not a job for me. It's those 2 hours that you sit working, because I think usually 2 hours on and then a certain amount off and then 2 hours on again. It is just stress. And you have to think three-dimensional. And that's when the system goes out. And that was the funny thing about Johannesburg. They, you know, in the beginning, when you do this whole thing, they say, okay, and there's a backup system, so power will never go out.
Right.
Funny enough, about a year later, they were digging up something in the garden around the
center.
And one of the guys literally hit the cable when he was digging in. And everything is like, bleh. So they had to revert back to the paperwork. And the thing is, at that point in time, the guy who does that specific section, he really needs to remember where all the flights were. And for me, that's not a job I want to do, not for any amount of money in the world. So.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you should check it out on Netflix. It's called Air Design. I mean, I don't like fucking watching it. I wish they could just show the part of the air traffic and what they do and not the bad stuff.
Big boom crash.
But it's very like,
Siri wants to join this conversation too.
It's very like a library index cards kind of thing. And they have like certain, I guess, cutout patterns that they slide into this board. And then
it has
really
advanced
weird.
over the years. But I mean, there's definitely some parts of the world. For example, when you fly into West Africa or even South America. South America was the last time I really had to, you know, sit in the cockpit and you actually hear the air traffic control. They mostly speak Spanish. So if you're not able to speak Spanish, or like in West Africa, you don't speak French, unless they're talking with you, they will most of the time speak either Spanish or French, which means you do not, as a pilot, you do not understand majority of what the air traffic controller says because you do not know where the rest are. So you have to rely on your knowledge of the area, what your system is telling you, and then hope that if it comes to it, you would be able to handle it. But the communication to the captain, that's in English, which it should be. But the rest, it's either Spanish or French. And that makes it difficult for somebody who's not native speaking French or Spanish to understand what's going on around him. So
It's scary. I don't want to fly anymore.
Well, it's actually fun to sit in the cockpit. It's one of
In the cockpit, I'm sure it's real nice.
It's real
nice. You sent me, I think you posted it or you sent me a picture. I was like, wait, you're actually sitting with the officers? And you're like, yeah, I'm just chilling, hanging out with my bros. I'm like, what?
But it's really, for me, it's still one of the best things when you're sitting in the cockpit and you know, you do the takeoff and you can see the entire. When we landed in Los Angeles recently, you had literally the entire airport in front of you and you could see all the planes. I have like a 5-year-old boy. I'm like, this is the job for me. You know,
as you rub your nipples.
Yeah.
Would you want to be a pilot?
No. No.
You mean this is the job for you, what you're doing now?
What I'm doing now is definitely for me. The thing is, I think pilots are, I mean, they're well-trained and highly skilled, but it's not, I don't have the ambition to fly the aircraft myself.
They're always drunks. I don't want to say they're always drunk. They're always drunks.
Well, the thing is, I mean, recently there was a few incidents of pilots as well as cabin crew were actually drunk. I think it was last week or the week before last, an aircraft landed short in Pakistan. It was a 737. which is not a small aircraft. And it was found out that the captain, who is in a Muslim country, was actually over the limit.
So he's been, his head's been chopped off.
No, not in that specific country. So, but it clearly shows you that when you fly, you are actually putting yourself into somebody else's hands, and which is why so many airlines, especially the you know, like your American Airlines, Delta, the bigger ones, pay so much attention to these things, because it can literally ruin your reputation if it's found out that you employing people who have, and I mean, it's also just human. I mean, there are people who deal with the stress different. Some go and do sports, other grab a bottle and, you know, or drugs. So at the end of the day, you are, you know, in control of somebody else's life. So it's really,
I have to be honest, if I worked on an airline, I would never be a pilot, but if I was like a steward, I would definitely be popping Xanax and drinking like shots of whatever I could get. jet fuel.
In my previous job, I had access to the documentation that the crews usually write after an incident on board the aircraft. And it is sad to see how people, normal passengers, you know, who you think are well-educated, most people, you know, went to school, had family told them what to do. People are so misbehaving on aircraft nowadays. It is scary. I mean, some of the stuff you see in America, because, you know, it gets posted, that's just a small tip of the iceberg. I mean, people go really ballistic inside aircraft. And those stewards and stewardesses are not, it's not a fun job anymore. I wouldn't do it.
I was reading online that the reason because it used to be, you know, like even this air disaster show, they explained that it used to be like an enjoyable experience. It's something that people like loved to do, to fly. But because of trying to save money, squishing everyone together, it's become like this horrible experience that no one ever wants to fly because it's just too stressful.
Well, I met up with one of the crew. He's yesterday morning. We were talking. We were both on the same flight actually coming into Frankfurt, and we both said it was one of those amateur hour flights again. You know, people do not give a shit. I mean, we were not even parked and people were already jumping up and trying to get the shit out of the...
Yeah.
Like, we're not even on the parking bay. So the flight attendant comes on. He's a middle-aged guy. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, please sit down." He did it very nicely in German and English. And people were just ignoring it because guess what? I'm on my bag now. And then... he got on again in Germany and he's like, "Okay, I would like to make it really clear to you people now." And he says, "You know, there's some big brake discs on this aircraft. So if we stop at any point in time now, you will not win this fight. So sit down and close." And then the captain came on and said, like my colleague said, you know, "Close bins, sit down, or I'm not moving any further." I'm like, "Whoa."
I don't even understand why people do that, because you're not getting out of the airplane any faster.
No, but it's that short attention, you know, Facebook mentality. You know, I want it now and I want it out, and no, and then you're like, "We're gonna stand at the same belt. You're not gonna get any faster there. So, relax, breathe in, breathe out. You know, take a Xanax and just enjoy the experience."
I really do hate the loading and unloading part. I'm not a person that gets up right away. I'm just like, "Why are you fucking moving so slow? Why is this a hard process?"
Well, I normally try and sit always on the aisles, because that for me is just easier. So I can actually get up and get my stuff out before the entire six head family from the behind, you know, wants to get in front of the business because, you know, we need to get out first. No. Because
we have to use the bathroom.
Oh, that was yesterday as well. Two women, I mean, fully grown as women, got up and went to the bathroom. And we're like, are you 5 years old who can't keep it in? It's 5 more minutes and then we're on the blocks. Then you can get up and you can go, no. They just waltz through and you're like, what the hell? You know? But when they then get hurt, then they're
like,
then
I hope your pussy gets sucked out by the flushing.
Yeah. We had a
prolapse pussy.
We had a relative, I think it was actually a toddler, who was on an international flight out of South Africa. And she went unsupervised. Her mother didn't go with her.
Oh, my God. Please
and she
don't
was,
tell me.
No, she was still sitting on the toilet when she flushed it. And that her literally her insides were ripped out. So she was close to death, but they eventually managed to save her and actually fix her. So, yes.
While on the plane?
No. They actually had to, you know, take it to hospital and stuff. So the moral of the story is, do not sit and flush at the same time. You know, I know some of you, if like, You know, the what do you call it? The courtesy flush?
Don't do courtesy flush.
No, courtesy flush.
Or if you do courtesy flush, you need to stand up and then sit down.
Yes, because it sucks.
I can honestly say I've never pooped or anything on a plane. I've never sat down on a toilet. I've always just stood up and urinated. And I was like, I will hold that shit in literally until I get out of the door and just...
Well, on a passenger flight, you can always, you know, if there's like 300-400 people on the flight, you can always blame somebody else for the smell that comes out of it. If you're on a cargo plane and there's only 3 or 4 of you, there's not that many faces that you couldn't, you know, point at and say it was him or her.
Oh my
God. So I usually don't eat much early in the morning. So I try and eat first food really before I literally get on the plane, because by the time your stomach then sort of settled, it's nearly time to get out and you do not have to do number two. But I've been on one of my, I can't remember, it was from when I flew from Ghana back to Joburg. It was 6 hours and I had food poisoning.
Oh God.
I was 3.5, I think, weeks in Ghana. So I literally ate all what everybody else ate. So we had goat intestines and food from the street. And I never got sick. And then as a treat to me, the guys took me to a beach restaurant where you would think, you know, so I had chips, you know, French fries or freedom fries or whatever the hell you call it here, and ketchup. And I had a bit of it and I thought, something's weird. Either the chips are off or the ketchup is weird. So I actually didn't eat too much of it, but I didn't want to insult them as well. So I had a little bit. When we got to the airport about an hour and a half later, I was like, something is not, because I was sweating and I was feeling shit. And I'm like, oh my word. So moral of the story was, when you get food poisoning while on a flight, you spend a lot of time in the toilet looking at the bowl and you think to yourself, when last was this really cleaned? You know, it just isn't. No, don't sit on it.
I would probably have to cancel my flight.
Well, the hard part was we get to Joburg and it was foggy and everything. And the captain is like, well, ladies and gentlemen, we might have to divert. And I'm like, oh, hell no. We will not divert. He says, I'm going to try the first attempt now to land. And if it doesn't work, we're going to do it as an autopilot. I'm like, oh, please. So just put this damn plane down, because I was so sick. And he's like, and if it doesn't work, then we have to go to Durban. Now, Durban is another hour and a half flight further down. And I'm like, no. And so I'm like, dear God, please let this autopilot just put this damn flight on the ground. I need to get out of here. I was another 2 days afterwards.
Jesus
took the wheel and my stomach.
He
because I said to you, you know, I was like, I can't do another hour and a half in this plane and not.
That like situation is just too personal for me. So I'm like, I'm good. I don't really need to share with everyone, you know, because I mean, there's 300 or 400 people on a flight, but 300 or 400 people know your stank ass just went into that bathroom.
Yeah, see, I'm very self-conscious about it. So for me, it must be really, really an emergency to use the bathroom for all intentions. But it is always said that if you fly, especially long-haul flights, if you need to fart, you should fart. Because your stomach is actually bloating and it's not good for your health to keep it in. I know a lot of flight attendants from various airlines. No. Because they can't, you know, they can't fart while they are serving first and business class passengers. So they would literally walk through the economy section.
They
cropped us people in the economy section and then go back to the business.
That is so rude.
And I said to them, how can you guys do this? And they're like, well, you know, it's already smelly back there. So, you know, I was like, oh, you can't say that. So, I tell you,
you know,
the longer you fly, the more weird up stories. I can literally write a book of my travels around the world.
You should.
Did I tell you the story about the guy with the toenail? I think I might have done it. Did I?
No, but I'm kind of scared.
Okay.
Tell us. We love it. Tell us.
One of my first flights for a previous company, we flew, you were allowed to fly business class if you were flying for, you know, on business for the company. But if business was full, you sit in economy. So it was that time of year I sat in economy. In the middle seat, which I hate.
That's really the worst.
And then a relatively older British gentleman. Well, he wasn't really a gentleman, but he was a, you know, a British guy.
A male.
He was a male, you know, homo sapien. Came and sat down next to me. In the middle section was 3 grandkids and his wife. So when he walked in, I already saw that he had flip-flops on. You know? was like, okay, anybody traveling with flip-flops through an airport and on a plane is sick, you know, because...
I've kind of done that just so I don't have to take, like, it's easier to take your shoes on and off.
This is America and the rest of the world, you have no reason to have flip-flops. I mean, you dress up. It's still a privilege to fly.
Oh, okay. So it's still 1950 and everywhere but the United States.
And it's not the TSA who makes you take off, you know, everything but your PA. So we get on, I don't know what happened. Oh, we sort of, I think we already left. We were somewhere between Joburg and Cape Town, which is a two-hour flight. And then from Joburg, we fly to Frankfurt. He bent down, and this is not before drinks were served and, you know, the snack game. So he bends down and he's fiddling with his feet and I'm like, wait a minute.
Ew.
You had flip-flops on. So it's not like you're tying your shoe or something. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? And then he comes, you know, he sits upright and in his
hand... He's not clipping his toenails.
In his hand, he had literally his big toenail ripped off. And I tell you, it is as black as the printer or this TV set. And I'm like,
oh,
what the fuck are you going to do with that?
Disgusting.
That toenail. I'm like...
Did he put it in his mouth?
It gets quite. So now I'm looking at this hand because it's like people with boogers, you know, take boogers off. You're always like, in which direction is he going to shoot it? Or right. Where is he going to smear it off so that I can avoid it? And I thought to myself, okay, where's he going? Because I can see his hand is moving and I'm like, you know, like the dogs with food. You know, you're like mesmerized on this thing.
You're like, oh God, it's going to land on me.
He literally started cleaning his teeth with that.
No!
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I still have to
sit
next to your skanky ass for another 10 hours from Joburg. I was so revolted. Then they brought the snack, you know, the snacks eventually on a tray. And he literally put this black
Yeah,
he put it on the tray and I'm like, I still want to eat. And I'm like looking at this fucking toenail on the left side of me. I'm like, yeah, you get some really disgusting.
Where was he from?
Britain.
What the hell is wrong with those people?
I don't know. They used to, you know, you know, half the world was there. And then you do stuff like this. And I'm like, how did you manage to have some?
No wonder.
Yeah. How could you rule the world?
No wonder the sun doesn't set on you anymore or never sets on you.
Yeah, it doesn't set. It used to set, like, you know, if it comes up in the one part of the world, you know, it was still British Empire when it go down on the other side.
So not anymore.
Not anymore. No.
It's more of America.
Think? Yeah,
probably. Actually, I think it's starting to become China.
Ooh, I have a new Chinese colleague who's actually quite funny for a Chinese guy, but it's interesting to talk with him about, you know, China and the development of their self-conscious. So yeah, you Americans have to watch out, you know.
Well, you know, pretty soon we're going to be a red state.
Sarah Palin.
We're going to be what's the Chinese flag? The hammer and the moon with the stars. Right?
No, that was the Soviet Union. That was Reagan's time.
Oh, no.
They have stars on it.
Does it have a hammer or something? A sickle?
They have a hammer. They have a hammer on it.
Okay, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, red and yellow.
We're going to be red and yellow.
Ni hao, chi chi ma.
And you won't be able to download the show anymore because apparently in China you cannot download Fall Monkeys.
I couldn't download the Fall Monkeys. I had to trick them.
Anywhere, yeah. Right? I mean... Any podcast you listen to, you probably couldn't download, right?
Anything that can be used as a method of communication, mass communication, is highly, highly restricted there. So
can you download music there?
I think they have now like Chinese, like similar to YouTube. They have like Chinese versions of it where you can, but obviously any propaganda or, you know, Pussy Riot or anything in that regard doesn't work.
That's so weird to
me. I censor it out, so you're not allowed to. I mean, on one
God, could you imagine if they like had XTube over there?
A what? XTube?
XTube.
You would be in trouble.
I would not be in trouble.
Oh,
you would be in trouble.
I don't have a profile on XTube. You do.
I don't have a profile.
I know people that know people who told me about your profile name.
There is no video or anything of me.
Sloppy
on that
redhead
show.
Bottom. Yeah. 2-2-3.
Strawberry starfish.
Ooh, mama, let me snowfish you.
I might have an account to view things, but I do not.
So you pay for porn?
No, I don't pay for it. It's all free.
No. Technically, I was paying for porn up until a week ago. I forgot to update the expiry date on the credit card because I feel if I at least pay for one studio, I can get all the other studios for free. So I won't burn in gay hell just yet. I support my trade, you know. Although I sometimes get upset when they waste so much water because the specific porn industry house, they like to do shower scenes. And I'm like, are you living in California? How the hell do you not feel guilty about that water that you're wasting? I mean, it takes forever to...
Maybe it's recycled water. Like, it just keeps going through.
No, that would be a big fatty show. We do not pay for that kind of entertainment. It comes for free with a bottle of beer and a refill. Goggle, 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 goggle.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. You're probably right. So what else do we have to talk about? You're going
shopping.
You're going Apple picking today.
Yeah, I'm going Apple picking again.
You've been in the United States for less than 20 hours and you have to go Apple picking.
Yes, Apple picking. We're going Apple picking because there's some new apples that I need to pick. Although some of the
apples, all the apples are ready. No, they're not ripe.
No, they didn't come from China. I don't know why. Me not happy. You want my apple, you know? So yeah, I will only go home with one apple instead of three apples that I had intended. But yeah.
But you'll be back. At that price point, is it worth like waiting until you come back?
For the smaller objects, probably not as much. Although I guess I can wait till next year. Well, I can't. After this trip, I'm in any case homebound now because I'm officially a refugee. Yeah.
Oh, you're so Syrian right now.
I'm so Syrian right now. Yeah. So yeah, officially I'm stateless now.
Do you want to discuss or tell people how this happens?
Well, I applied to be German, and it's been taking 4 years now because nothing in life is easy. So I mean, it's not like it can go.
Well, it takes a month and a half to get mail there, so I could only imagine.
Yeah, because you were smuggling in sweets and peanut butter and what else? Hot sauce. You know, it was suspicious items. It's not the usual stuff that they get.
You're like, we're gonna have to test all of these. To test it.
I got a letter from the customs saying we need a packing instruction on what was in there, and I'm like, oh, Ricky, did you not make the paperwork? So,
Told me at the UPS store I didn't need it because I just put food items.
Maybe they thought Germany was, you know, south of Illinois. So, you know, it's domestic. You do not need stuff for domestic. You should have told them international. It flies there. So, so I applied for the German citizenship. And the second last step is that I have to renounce my South Africanness. So I went to the embassy, they said to me 9 months. So I'm like, it takes you 9 months to look my name up on a computer, even though I have two of your passports and an ID document. 9 months, she's like, yes. I'm like, okay, fine. So I planned with 9 months.
Well, they have to send it by canoe down to South Africa.
Well, that's probably not far off because she said to me, well, the next bag, you know, the next diplomatic mail bag is only going next month again. And I'm like, how do you people still, you know, it's 2015, how, you know, a diplomatic, I can understand that you have to send stuff. I mean, I used to transport these bags.
But once a month?
But once a month. I mean, seriously, there's not, you know, it's not possible. Anyway, so I'm like smiling. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. So, nine more months is not going to kill me. It's already 9 years. So anyway, so this week, I send them an email to ask, just for interest's sake, you know, because governments never respond to these kind of emails. Just for interest's sake, how far is my application to renounce my citizenship? And that she writes back, oh, it was already granted on the 20th of October. And I'm like, what? Today is the 14th of November. The 11th of November. Why do I not have it yet? So I called up the embassy, I wrote the embassy, and they're like, oh, yeah, it came yesterday. I'm like, conveniently, it came yesterday. Right. I mean, it's like an Amazon package. Oh, conveniently. Wow. Amazon Prime. What is it?
Oh, it's here. It's totally here.
It's totally here, you know?
But we'll have it ready tomorrow. Bitch better have my package.
Exactly. So I asked, and she's like, oh, well, you know, as soon as you bring the passports in, you will get the certificate. I'm like, okay, now this is screwing up my life. I have two more trips to America to do this month, and I'm going to my parents for the first time in 3.5 years on the 5th of December. This is not working, but the document's already signed, which means if something now happens with me, I'm technically not a South African, yet I'm also not a German. So postponing dropping off the passports is not a good idea. But I can't cancel this particular trip that I'm on now. So yesterday. Yesterday I was studying.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I'll go on Tuesday because, you know, I'll finish this trip, the rest. And, you know, I spoke to my parents and said, okay, this is the issue. You know, hopefully I get a German document to travel with so I could still make the December trip. But, you know, yesterday the immigration guy says to me, your passport not working. And I'm like,
wait, this is him arriving in Chicago.
Yeah, this is me arriving in Chicago. And I'm like, oh, this is not a good sign, you know, and he moves it around and scans it, he's like, it's not working. And I'm like, shit, did they already cancel it really for cancel now? And, you know, it systems are telling, I'm like, I can't get arrested here and I cannot be deported. I mean, my company would kill me. So, and he's like, oh, no, it's working again. Four fingers on the screen. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was like so close to pissing
around. So why can't they just do the fingerprints? Why do they need a document if they already have your fingerprints on file?
Oh, they have my fingerprints here. Like, how many times have I been here this year?
I know, but why? They already know that you're traveled here before. Why not just scan?
It's not,
or it seems like they would let you scan your fingers first and then do the document.
Well, they check the passports and they make it. They take a picture of you. So,
they do
every time. Yesterday, I asked, so shall I leave my glasses on?
I did not
on
know
off?
That.
Yeah, so yesterday I had to take the glasses off again and then take a picture. And I don't know how many of my pictures are in the system by now.
So do they, like, let's say when I go to Germany and I come back to the United States, are they going to take my picture even though I'm a United States citizen?
I think, I'm not sure how it works for an American. I don't think you guys need to be photographed. I'm not 100% sure.
That's so weird.
Because I travel on a visa. Some others actually travel on this electronic system, so... Mm. You apply for that and you actually get screened, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, you guys have over there have it so you can have it on your phone, right? Like your
it's getting now. So
passport
you
read and stuff. And that's cool.
But, yeah. So.
Not here in America. You have to have the paper.
Yesterday I was watching for 10 minutes this Welcome to America video. I'm like, if only your country was really this open to people. And your whiteys really like the blackies and the colored people so nice.
What do they say on those videos? Like, welcome to America. We love everyone.
And they show these scenes from, you know, mid-America somewhere where a white person and a black person are having tea and scones. And you're like, oh, people, you really think we believe that bullshit. But hey, welcome to America. So.
And they're like, please abide by all laws. Or do they say, be aware of guns? We will go, don't explode anything here because we will go to war with you.
No, they actually give you an NRA application form.
The NRA is so desperate that they have to take applications outside the United States now.
No, the thing is, I mean, if you enter through immigration and customs, you're not allowed to use your phone. And I still see how many people, you know, the first thing they do is they take pictures and selfies and stuff. And you're like, girlfriend. This is one country you do not want to take a selfie in this particular restricted area because they don't joke around here. The people are ignorant. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with security issues. You know, it's if people, you know, that's what you need to do to feel safe. It's just the attitude of the officer. Sometimes you get really annoyed because, you know, you can make it a nice experience even though you have to do your job, or you can just be a miserable, you know, I hate my job. So you're going to suffer today.
Do you think it's a security thing or just... It's a thing trying to get people through the lines. Like, stop being on your fucking phone and do what I tell you to do.
In America, it's definitely, they don't want, and I can understand it, they don't want terrorists, you know, well, people with different opinions to actually know what the system looks like. So they don't want people to know exactly where are the counters, where...
I see.
You know, which makes sense.
It's like going into a store. People don't want... other store or whatever, go into a factory where they're making Apple products. They don't
exactly. Okay. So, and I can understand it because, you know, terrorists are clever people as well. So, you know, they can see where the cameras are. They can see where the staff is sitting.
They study all that shit before they even do. So, well, you know,
it's a crazy week.
It's a crazy world, Hendrik. I don't want to live in this world anymore. I want to go to like where there's only animals. Like, I want to be an animal and just live on a Earth where there's only animals.
You do realize Middle Earth, the orcs were not dogs.
Whatever, I'll come back as a dinosaur. I don't give a shit.
You'll be a hobbit. You'll be a hobbit with hairy feet.
No, that's still kind of human. I don't even want to be that human.
You have big feet. Big hairy
You know what they say? Big feet. Bigger shoes. Bigger issues.
Bigger condoms at Walmart.
Can I get an extra large?
With some. So, we have anything else to talk about? Oh, I had my sleep study done, you guys.
Yes.
I had my sleep
study. I'm your father, Luke Skywalker.
So, apparently, the machine says. I'm not quite sure to believe it. I looked like fucking like Medusa with all the shit on my head when I went to go do my sleep study. And I wasn't quite comfortable with saying, can I sleep with my shirt off? So I slept with my shirt on, and I fucking hate that.
You sleep with a shirt on?
Off. Yeah. Like, I can't. Night? I hate wearing a
what
shirt when I go to sleep.
The house starts spinning and you have to run out.
I have a shirt right next to me.
You think you're going to grab that shirt? Or
no,
gonna
I'm
going to
jump
dogs?
Out the window.
Hey.
But apparently, I wake up around 52 times an hour.
What?
Yes.
Do you know that you're waking up?
No. But my body is not sleeping the
that's
way it should be.
That's a shitload of times, though.
Yeah. Apparently, it's still severe, but there's other people that are like 80, 90 times.
Your body can't be rested after that many times being
woken. You know what? I've, like, the past 2 years, I've known this is an issue, but I'm like, it's whatever. Because, you know, I was feeling okay and everything's fine. But I've noticed the past couple months, I'm a little more sluggish. I'm a little more tired. I'm a little more bitchy. At 2 o'clock, I'm like, I need a gallon of coffee. I'm like, I'm dying. So I was like, okay, I'll go do the sleep study. Like,
because you said you lost weight, actually. So I always wonder, I mean, especially in America with the weight issues you guys have here, where the sleep apnea is always just weight related. Because you
it's
said
not
you,
always weight related.
Because you said you lost weight. So that basically debunks the whole, well, it's only because you're fat, then you need, you know.
From the explanation they gave me, it's not always weight gain for a person that doesn't have it and then they gain weight is mainly the reason.
Okay.
But there are people that are skinny like you that still have sleep apnea. But it has to do with the size of like your neck, like the circumference of your throat or neck together. The larger it gets, they said that the weaker the muscles on the inside that keep your throat open.
So in hindsight, you shouldn't have deep-throated so many Mexicans when you were younger?
I probably should have deep-throated more.
Oh, more.
Constantly. Like, constant cock swallowing.
Cockney?
So I did the sleep study. I wake up around 52 to 57 times an hour, which is weird because I don't wake up, but internal, I guess, it's not going.
So explain to me why it says the Ambien then does affect that the Ambien is not good for you either, because then you would really be
awake. It makes the situation worse because it, I guess, it relaxes me too much, I guess, and so that I don't breathe. It takes longer for me to be like, you know, to take a breath.
That's scary, actually.
Yeah, you know what?
But
whatever.
Tony realizes that as well. Or
yes, okay. I mean, Tony knew it. That's how I've known for about 2 years that there's been an issue, and so. But like I said, you know, it wasn't bothering me, but the sleep technician person that did my study and everything, she said, well, you know, people just ignore it. But once it starts to, they start feeling weird or they start aging, they start to feel the side effects of it. But she said, I'm 38. And she said, I'm relatively young compared to the people that come in with the issue. And when they come in, they're like in their 50s and 60s. And it's kind of like they've ruined like their sleep cycle and their bodies.
And it's good that you actually went now for it and not later. Yeah. So
I have to go back and put this machine on my face and try to go to sleep. And they're going to find the right
pressure.
I wonder
though if that's not really more. I mean, I understand the whole principle of a sleep study, but I mean, the Potos, my co-pilot people, you know, guys were also talking about the sleep study thing. I'm always wondering if the sleep study part, that thing on your face, I mean, fine, I sleep on different beds every second, third night. So
yeah, you do.
But sleeping with something on my face, I think I would be pretty uncomfortable falling asleep and actually staying asleep. So I'm curious how much of that influences the whole sleep study part.
Well, the first night you do it, there's nothing on your face. Okay. It's just all these electrodes are attached to your head.
You just wake up with Chucky with a pillow on your face?
Yeah. I don't think I took a picture of what I looked like after they took all the electrodes off, mm-hmm. but I looked like a fucked up Miley Cyrus. Like, I was like, oh my, because I wasn't really gonna, because it's only like half a mile away from here. So I was like, oh, I'll just take a shower at home. And I was like, I cannot go out of this building looking like crazy eyes from Orange is the New Black with my hair all like that. And I don't have that much hair, but it looked fucked up. It's there. But they have these belts on you, like that go around like this, so okay. they can monitor your breathing. And they had attachments to my legs.
Do they put belts around the fupas as well?
No.
A vanity belt?
I don't have a fupa.
You don't have a fupa?
No.
Who? I had to explain a fupa the other day to somebody. Who was it? Oh, no, I remember who I was. And it's an American, and he's never heard the term fupa.
What?
I'm like, you people created
it. Well, a front upper pussy area?
Or I had to go, area? I look up what the real meaning. I said, well, it's a fupa. Is that, you know, that it's lower extremity part? And, you know, it's a fupa. It's like donger shorts, you know, just, you know.
Those are a lot better than fupas, though.
Oh, I love a donger short. Oh, mama.
So many hot guys coming through the international airport.
Oh, yeah. That's what thing you said to me yesterday. Do you know how many hot cops are coming through the other night?
I was like, hot foreign cock.
Uncut cock.
And then I saw gym muscle bunny gays come through. Mm-hmm. And one of them had entirely too much cologne on.
Oh.
I was like, take my breath away.
Oh, we have a birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, foreigners.
Whose
big
birthday
cocks.
Is it?
Oh, it's Mr. Big Donkey Dick's 21st birthday.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian bacon. You know?
Canadian bacon.
He's Canadian bacon.
Urban guy.
Yes.
T.O.
Dave. Yeah.
Dave. We all love Dave because he's
voice
super sweet.
Yeah.
He's so sweet. I just feel like you could put like one
he's
of those spouts
gonna...
in him and maple syrup would just come out.
Oh, I can see that. I would join you in on the licking off bar. If you know, if you imagine Santa's little helper, I would like to think that Santa's little helpers would be reincarnations of Dave, you know.
But shorter versions.
Well.
Because Santa's helpers were elves.
You're so discriminatory against short people. I mean, seriously.
That's not discrimination. They're elves. They're not even real people. How dare me.
What do you mean they're not real people? They bring my Christmas presents every year. I just.
Who's going to bring. They're bringing your Apple product.
No, this time I do my own shopping because I'm alone this year. I'm single now, so it's me.
Oh.
God. Glühwein. No, I don't drink glühwein. Actually, it makes me sick. What's the other? Eggnog. No.
Eggnog is fucking disgusting.
No.
No. Why has eggnog been out since like October? Stop it.
Okay, I don't drink it that early. Now, I've had a Christmas cookie, I think, the first time last week or the week before because I.
God, I can't do it.
But eggnog. Ooh, mama.
I like custard. I do not like eggnog. It's fucking disgusting.
At the Christmas market, because the Christmas market is, you know, comes from Germany, so it's an institution, and it's the only thing I drink. And after two glasses of hot eggnog with cream, I'm a very happy camper.
And you guys put like whiskey or bourbon or something in it, right? Some kind of alcohol?
Not in the eggnog. But I don't think so.
Why did I think that there was alcohol in it? And like.
No,
like there's versions of it that have alcohol.
Oh, that's the, I think that's the Glühwein. That's the different wines, you know, malted wines with, there you can put different stuff in. But the eggnog is just straight up. You always get it like in a champagne glass. And
disgusting.
I'm like, that's not enough for me. A friend of mine worked last year or the year before at the gay Christmas market. It's an oxymoron, I know.
Right. Yeah, so anyway. He works at the Halloween stand?
Judging from some of the queens who was trying to imitate RuPaul's Drag Race, yeah, it was kind of like Halloween. Oh. So we got really nice filled up cups of eggnog, and conveniently one or two of them were expenses not paid for. So I enjoyed the Christmas market very much. So.
I can't do it. I can't even.
Oh, I love it. Well, if you come to Germany next year, you're coming in any case. Oh, wait. You said you're coming in November. So the Christmas markets will be open. And guess what we're going to be doing? We're going to make you drink eggnog.
No, I can't. Yeah. You wanted to sing happy birthday today, right?
Yeah,
we're going to sing it in African click language or German.
No, I can't do click language when it comes to birthday songs.
Because
you know,
it's too good.
Yeah. I mean, I can sing happy birthday like the Germans sing it, but that is just, you know, really wrong. It's like happy birthday to you. And I'm like, why are the people bursting on that? In the beginning when my German
birthday
wasn't
to
in the beginning when my German wasn't that good, I always asked them, why do you want the birthday person to burst? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's birthday, not birthday. You know, and they're not bursting, they're not bubbles. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, forget it. You know,
fucking Germans.
So, yeah. I'll sing it in my language, but I can't really sing. So you might have to take the dogs out because they probably will start howling. You.
Not the deaf one. If you make the deaf one bark, wow.
So,
here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, but sing it like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I'll try and do that.
Okay.
Feels geluk, lieve Dave. Omdat jij verjaar, mag de Heere jou zien en nog bij je jaren spaar.
Hip hip, hooray!
Man, I haven't sang in
ages. I'm sure he's gonna love it.
Usually I do that in the shower, so.
Yeah, a cappella.
You guys, he even pulled his shirt down and showed his tits.
Yeah, and my breast hair.
Oh, we had dinner with Lala Lauren last night. Today's her birthday.
Today's her birthday. Yeah, but I gave her a horny moment last night.
You so were making her so horny.
She was looking at me with those...
Just fuck me eyes.
Yeah. If it wasn't... I guess it wasn't for the very prim and proper friends of hers that were sitting next to me, she probably would have jumped me over that table.
She was ready.
She was
just like, oh, I'll sit in the back seat. And by back seat, I mean on your lap, naked.
And I was like, I know, I'm sitting in the front seat because this is where I'm going to be
sleeping. She goes, oh, I can sit there too.
But it was nice having a birthday dinner with her. So, although we were late, but that was my
We were late and we had a lot of food, but we were really hungry.
The food was again good. But at the end, it was too much for me. I didn't even eat the rice. I gave that to Tony
Even Tony denied the rice, and Mexicans don't do that.
Yeah. Didn't he pack it in a small doggy bag to come home? Yeah.
He did not.
No. He did not. It's Sunday today.
So. Oh, you had your first Mexican beer.
That was actually quite good. I would have liked it.
Del Sol.
I would like it to be a little bit, colder, but it was fine. Yeah. It was nice. I enjoyed it. So it was nice.
I like
with Lauren.
Cold beer. But do you guys drink cold beer over there, or is it warm?
No, we drink cold beer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if.
I think it's still in the law or in the you're allowed to drink beer during working hours. I think one beer is allowed.
Oh God!
And especially
I would
if you're in the construction area and in the construction industry, I think you're allowed to have definitely one beer for lunch.
Construction?
Yeah, you're allowed to have one beer during lunch. So yeah, we do not do drug and alcohol tests, to get into companies. So we're not that for you.
God, what about you haven't made there?
Yeah. But I mean, usually one of my previous jobs, we used to have team meetings like every Wednesday or Thursday. And there was always a reason to celebrate. Celebrated because the white paper came, or maybe because we,
had it's celebrated because it's Wednesday.
Yeah. So there was always two bottles of, bubbles. And the other department, which was the bigger one, always they had a very strict, dress code. And we were dressed in jeans and stuff. And we always had two bottles of.
Everyone
what
hated
are we celebrating?
You.
We need to celebrate the small things in life.
Everyone hated you.
They did hate us. So.
Yeah.
But it's a nice way of doing a team meeting, with two bottles of bubbles. Hey.
And if you guys don't know what bubbles is, that's champagne.
Yeah. It's the ones that's not from the province of Champagne. So those are not the real ones. Are you looking at your watch?
Who's texting? RC Martinez is texting me talking about the doctor should prescribe me this. And I'm... do not want to open up the link right now because I'm pretty sure it's going to be like a popper's mask for the CPAP thing.
Knowing the little I know about RC Martinez, I would be surprised if it's not, a Darth Vader suit with poppers every 2 inches. You'll be in a haze of poppers.
Oh, medical marijuana. Imagine.
I don't know where he gets these things from.
All right, so we're gonna get ready. I need to change my shirt. You guys, I got most of my tattoo done last night. There's still some more stuff.
You have one big upper arm. I don't even have my glasses. No, well,
look, I can't touch it right now and jiggle it.
No, don't touch it. No, well, it's not jiggling. I don't even have my glasses on, and it looks like you've put on some heavy muscle on there. It's like, no, it's your left arm though.
No, this Ooh. One is. You know what arm this is for, right?
That's the fisting arm. So.
No. That is not the fisting arm.
Didn't you do the fisting?
No,
wasn't
I've never
that how
done
you
that.
Met Big Fatty?
No,
no,
no.
How did you meet?
That's
actually?
Not me. How did I meet who?
Fatty.
I actually met him for the first time when I moved to Chicago because I stopped at his house during my move to Chicago.
Isn't that how?
But I knew him before
isn't that.
Isn't
that how Hansel and Gretel got lost in the woods as well because they went into the?
I house? Walked barefoot in the love chamber. I know. Okay. Why did I do that? I still want to kill myself from that.
Did you know what the love chamber was about?
Well, I did, but
did
I was
black
like
plastic from wall to floor coverings. Not
actually,
give you
it was
an
very
end?
Sophisticated. I should have to say.
Why did it smell like?
It may
ginger
have...
oil.
Actually, it was a lovely smell, Clorox.
Oh, no.
Actually, I don't remember, but I do know I walked barefoot.
Yeah, because your face was poppered up. That's why you do not remember anything.
Like, his house is just full of popper fumes. That's
you know, these little machines that they put on the toilet walls, like you stand
oh.
And you think, did somebody tsk me just now? Because I thought I was the only one. That's probably what he's got in his house, like, and then everyone's like...
And then they pass out, and then they'll wake up, and they're like, oh, my butt hurts. And his hand is, he's got one of those huge,
like
gloves that they put in cows to, like, inseminate animals.
Do you really think Fatty can inseminate a cow with his hand? Well, I guess
I
he probably
know.
Can get it in there.
I'm sure he's had a lot of practice.
Yeah, well, he doesn't think of baboons when he does it, so I guess, you know, he's an expert, so...
Rescue.
All right, so we got to get out of here. We're on a tight schedule now because yes. You leave early. Then
we tight
normal.
Like we tight like Lawrence, a JJ.
She should be happy.
Any man should be happy. I mean, it's like Christmas all over again, you know.
Her
so.
Boobs are so big. She just sent me the picture of the shirt she got last night. I'll show it to you.
Well, that was one tight white shirt.
I was like, your tits are gonna look so big. In that shirt.
Especially when it's hanging on her knees when she's 80. So, I mean, it's going to be like, madre. Me gusto. She can feed quite a few babies. With
oh,
this.
Actually, you know, the shirt is, actually, it was too big for her. Because see how she's scrunching it on the side? She's having to pull it in a little more.
Says hooray. What?
It's a sports shirt.
I just see Hooters. That's all I see.
Right. Just. I mean, tons of tits.
Yeah.
It says, hooray, sports, do the thing, win the points.
She's, you can do that at Vegas. All you have to do is ride the one arm bandit and, you know, like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Apple time.
All right. Tell everybody bye.
Bye. Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen.
Do you want to tell people about Twitter or anything where they can follow you? Or is that too personal? You don't have to if you don't want to.
They can just follow Baron Frosty. Baron Frosty knows where to find me. If you can find Baron Frosty, you can find me. And Baron,
you can
really
find me if you follow. If you find me, you can. They can find you.
I did block people this week though from the Pride 48 community. But you know what? Sometimes family members need to go. So I'm happy. Yeah.
I've been wondering why I haven't seen any of your posts.
Yeah, because Baron Frosty said I'm the better host, so right. I need to unfollow you to keep that boat going. So I was like, okay, Baron, I'll do that. He's no longer me.
I did forget to mention on the last show that we did have, or I had dinner with Baron Frosty and Dr. Penis.
How could you forget that?
I know, because we hadn't done a show in like forever, and then remember I deleted some shows, and then we had a few weeks skipped.
You
and
look
just,
at me like that was an accident when you deleted those.
It was... totally an accident. And you were here. I think it was the devil.
It was the devil. It was me. I was like, oh, what does this do?
Delete.
So yeah. Oh, I want... no, I'll wait till the next show to discuss that.
No, I'm here now. Discuss...
No, it's not about you.
Oh, well, then it's not a show. So.
Well, I'll just say it. I'll say it, but I'll talk about it again. We actually had someone donate money to our PayPal so that we could pay for some of our services. I will be sending you a thank you card that's personally made by me.
I've licked that card now.
Yeah, licked it, stamped his penis on it.
Mm-hmm. Big uncut penis.
Where it says made for you by Ricky and it has a mushroom stamp on top of it. It's Hendrick.
Big old mushroom.
Right. Mm. Big old mushroom.
Big old mushroom.
It's like a portobello.
Ooh. The flaky ones?
Oh, no. No, no, no. And it's... No.
We gotta go. It's over an hour now. This is Ricky.
How do we get to an hour?
This is Ricky.
Hendrick.
We will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Rescue, 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 1, 2, 3.